Hope you've been with us the entire program. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Frankly Speaking Radio, we are in the home stretch, the final hour. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And if you surf on over to our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, you'll get the information on our guest this evening, as well as a link to his website. And that information is as follows. The book that he has written is entitled The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. The website, www.lastdaysmystery.info. And its author, our guest, Richard H. Perry. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Wow, fantastic stuff thus far. I did promise we'd go to call, so let me give out that number, 800-313-9443. And our first call, Eric in Oklahoma. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Pretty good. I heard you speaking about Jack Van Impey, and I'm the one that threw out that little factoid at you the other night.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, man. Hey, Richard, I'm an idiot, and I'm so I probably need to buy your book. Huh?
Welcome to the club. I'm there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, something that God impressed upon me and I is that the people that have really lived the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine, the people from the basically, I've looked at this as the Philadelphia church age and the Laodicean church age, and a lot of the people in the Philadelphia, and I believe this with all my heart, believed in the rapture, and these people are—they're dying fastly because they're all getting old and dying. They are going to see Jesus. They're going to see God before anything happens. They were right. They honestly were right. They in their belief, they believe that God would come. They believe that they would see God, and they are, because these people are in their 80s and 90s, and they're fastly dying off. We of this generation are the Laodicean church age. And, you know, we have learned from our elders as far as faith goes, because these people have lived their faith, and they've been an example to us. But they are, shortly they will not be here, because this whole generation, they grew up in the pre-20s, they went through the Depression, World War II, some of them World War I. It's just very interesting to me that all these people are passing away before the final real judgment comes on this country. And I believe this is the truth. And what do you think about that?
Well, I clearly see, as I read the prophecies, you know, in terms of the things that, you know, Frank and I have been talking about during the program, is that, you know, that there's going to be this fourth beast kingdom, and this fourth beast kingdom is going to certainly have to destroy, and the Bible does, I think, articulate, you know, what happens with the existing superpower. I mean, that's pretty clear, and if you read in Revelation how God views this superpower, and I'm referring to Revelation 17 and 18, and those of you that really want to study this, you also need to read the parallel chapters in Jeremiah 50 and 51. Again, if you don't remember this, just go to the website, and I'll show you. But there is clearly this one superpower that currently exists. God views as just a harlot. In other words, it's a country, because like whenever he referred to Israel, when they had abandoned God and chased after other gods, he called them a harlot and a prostitute.
Are you talking about the mystery of Babylon the Great?
Yes,
Paul?
I am.
Yeah.
And you can see the way he views this country spiritually, and he's, you know, going to judge this, you know, this mystery Babylon the Great. And I think a lot of what you're saying is true. I don't agree with the particular church age language and the churches being
just a second, Richard.
Ages.
I'm sorry. We have to go to this break here, but we'll be right back here, folks, in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Ristis provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Ristis now at Ristis.com. That's Ristis, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, Ristis.com. Once again, that's Ristis, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the final hour of our program. We're taking your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Our guest this evening, the author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, Richard Perry. Welcome back, sir. Please continue.
Yeah, Frank, when we were finishing up there, I said, you know, there was something that was being presented that I've heard before and read before in various teachings about the church age and an analogy of ages and the various seven letters in the book of Revelation. And that's, you know, not an uncommon thing to hear. And I said, I didn't agree with that. And let me clarify. I said, the things that, you know, what I've learned in terms of Scripture is the Word of God, it says, do not add to my word. And do not take away from my word. And that goes all the way back into the book of Leviticus when God gave his word and the law, you know, to Moses. He started right then and he said, don't add to my word. Don't take away from my word. You know, don't go to the left or to the right. Paul, when he wrote under the influence of the Holy Spirit, he said, don't go beyond what's written.
I see.
You know, if you take that to heart, you go, don't go beyond what's written.
Richard,
don't add something that I have never said. And so when I hear teachings that I go, wait a minute, I said, I understand what you're saying, but I've never heard that, never seen that in the Word, and therefore I want to be very careful about it. And, you know, I've never, I mean, some things sound really interesting. Unless the Word says it, I'm not comfortable with going there.
Right.
Well, like Richard, can I clarify something?
Sure.
I'm not a real proponent of the church age as it's been presented, and as I think that I understand what you're saying, but I believe that the churches were written down in an order for a reason, and I wouldn't throw that out, because the Philadelphia is right before the Laodicean, and they're both the last churches mentioned, and there are definitely people that I feel that have lived and have been proponents of the Philadelphia church age that are not with us now, that's a generation that has passed almost, and it does seem to me that if you look at us right now,
I find contradictions in some of the letters to the churches, because I see the Great Tribulation referenced in letters to the churches before the last churches.
Sure, mentioned the tribulations, because there have been tribulations. There's been tribulatory times. I don't really want to argue the point, but almost every age has had its tribulation. That's the truth, you know. They have come through tribulation. Think of the Catholicism and the Inquisitions and the Protestantism being just completely persecuted. There have been major and bloodletting tribulations with the church. The church in China, they went through an interesting time, didn't they? So you know, everything does go through its cycles, and I won't beleaguer the point. I've just found it interesting, but we do certainly know that we are living in the Laodicean church right now. I don't think there's any argument about that. And brother, I'll tell you just good night, and I'm gonna get your book, and I'll study more.
Wonderful.
And write to me on my website if you have any questions. I love to correspond with people about this topic.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Thank you so much, Eric. Wow, that's great stuff. Good question, I thought. Again, folks, our number 800-313-9443. Let's go to Keith in Louisiana. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you still there?
Yes.
Oh, good morning, Frank and Richard. How
good morning.
Great show. It's one of the best shows you've had, Frank. I've got to commend you on it.
Well, thank you.
And I am listening on shortwave, so you'll know that.
Wonderful.
Just a couple comments and then a question for thought. First, on the Jack Van Impe deal, he wasn't the only evangelist contacted. There were 10 altogether. I know of four others, Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, Billy Graham, and I think John Hagee were four of the other ones. I don't know all 10 of them. But these all were requested approximately 6 months before the Towers incident. And it just makes me wonder what George is up to. I don't know. It just, you know, makes me wonder if he's trying to force an issue, being he actually went towards Iraq for his revenge. And that bugs me. Another comment is, Richard, your material is just excellent. I've studied for 44 years. I'm 54. I started at the age of 10 studying this very subject. And purposely, when I was at the age of 12, I started joining different denominations. Before I was 17, I found out that most of them, like you said, you can't yoke yourself with unbelievers, and I didn't see the truth of everything. I found that most denominations are true to a point, but there's always something or a couple things that each one of them that I think are faulty.
Yeah, mention, you know, Keith, I got to jump in with this point just as an observation I've had, and I applaud you for realizing all that so quickly. That's phenomenal. But, you know, the churches have become a social club, a social organization, whereas, you know, who is dressed the best? Who is praying the most intensely? You know, who yells amen the loudest? It's not about God anymore, if ever it was.
Yes, and that's disturbing, too, because, you know, I've tried even as an adult, you know, because you have to associate with other Christians, and you shouldn't distance yourself from them. I do not belong to any churches now. I do, when I do meet other Christians, I try to broach the subject softly. If they don't receive it, don't go any further. You know, if they want to get into it and talk and discuss without argument and all that, then it's fine. But I try to teach exactly what Richard has, and your book sounds excellent. I'm going to have to get it myself. You know, I've got several different versions of the Bible. I got all kinds of study books. I got Josephus's works, because all these are important, as well as other secular works about ancient civilizations that surrounded Israel, because there's a lot of study involved to, you know, I'm not trying to prove anything, but it's to tell other people is my goal.
Sure.
Other thing I wanted to ask, the falling away that's in Matthew 24, when the tribulation first starts, to me, I think this rapture deal is a big part of it. The other thing being the New Age belief, or it's really an old age belief, that God's the same but represents himself as different to other peoples, you know, in the form of Hinduism and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a bad teaching, but that is going around right now. But I was going to ask Richard if he believes the rapture teaching itself, along with this other, may be possibly the greatest cause of the falling away. It looks like it to me.
That's a fantastic question also.
Anyway, thank you for letting me speak, and I'll let Richard answer that when I get off the air.
Thank you so much, Keith. God bless you. Go ahead, Richard. Fantastic
Keith,
stuff.
I'm really impressed with Keith.
Yeah.
Good questions, and I made a couple of notes as he was talking, but really impressed with his insights. I'll deal with this last question before I address a couple other things.
Okay.
But do I think that the pre-tribulation rapture deception is going to cause participate or contribute to the falling away? Yes, and here's what I think God has shown me about this is if you believe in a pre-trib rapture, in other words, essentially Revelation is for somebody else because you're not going to be here.
Right.
A lot of things that Jesus warned about in the Olivet Discourse, a lot of things that Daniel wrote about, and Isaiah and all the prophets wrote about, well, I'm not going to be here. Therefore, why would I want to invest a lot of time studying this stuff? Because it's fairly complicated because it involves the whole Bible.
Yeah.
You got to have a good
that's
grasp
just too much work.
The whole Bible to understand how all these pieces fit together. So, so why would I invest that much time and energy to understand something if the experts have told me, I'm not going to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Or a few experts say, well, that stuff all happened 2,000 years ago. That isn't really for today. I mean, the two most dangerous teachings in the church today are, one, is we're out of here before all this stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
And two, a minor teaching, percentage-wise, is that, no, that stuff all happened, almost 2,000 years ago.
The preterist view.
Yeah, which just means past. Mm-hmm. So, here we are. Do I study Revelation? Do I try to understand the Olivet Discourse? When Jesus said, refer to Daniel, do I go understand Daniel? Do I tear out the Old Testament, or do I really try to understand the Old Testament in the context of the whole gospel message?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, yes, Keith is right, that this is going to contribute, because people will not if they haven't been studying it, if they haven't been studying their Bible, that's number one. The Complete Idiots Guy is number two, and my first book's number three. And the website, don't forget the website, the lastdaysmystery.info. If we don't understand what's going on, we're going to see some things that are going to cause the great falling away.
Mm-hmm.
And along that same line, Keith was talking about the church and the different points of view, and that everybody's teaching a portion of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Because if somebody doesn't tell you the whole truth, do you have the truth?
No.
Why does our legal system say, you promise, to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God? The whole truth. In other words, the Quran has the truth, but not all of it.
Well said. Very well said.
Is quoted from the Bible.
Let me ask you to hang on for a second here. Folks, obviously, we've got a long way to go. A lot of calls to get into. Jump in line now if you want to get on the air with our guest this evening, Richard Perry. Folks, stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's get back to our guest, Richard Perry. Welcome, sir, and thank you again.
Frank, thank you. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it very much and learning a lot, which is, that's the point of being alive, I guess.
Yeah, really. You better be paying attention. If we don't have another caller to go to right away.
We have plenty, but go ahead and finish up.
I was just going to say about this, this idea about, teaching partial truth is, this is extremely important to the gospel. But here's the way Paul wrote it, again, anything that Paul wrote is the word of God, so forget about Paul. It's God saying this. He said, I declare to you today that I'm innocent of all men's blood because I have not failed to proclaim the full counsel, the full gospel, the whole will of God. In other words, if you preach 60% of the truth in the church and you leave off even 10% that could be critical to the gospel message, and you may not have taken warning, which is clearly about what prophecy is telling us about, is take warning and understand, you don't get a buy on this thing indefinitely.
That's right.
You've got time now. You've got to decide. It's time right now to turn from the stupid things you're doing and start following the things that God has laid out before us. But, it's this full gospel message.
And you have that passage on your website quoted at the bottom there, too, which people should take note of.
Yep. It's a warning.
Yes.
You know, you got to study the Word of God under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Anything else, you know, you're just asking for trouble. In other words, we can help each other.
Yes.
But we got to test everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the center message of the Bible is you take refuge, trust in God. Don't trust in man.
Well said.
Don't trust in princes. In other words, big men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not man you're following. So, you know, people pick up and they like, you know, the teachings of men. And they rely on men.
Well,
to the point where they're not following God. And
mm-hmm.
he didn't say those things.
People, I've come to discover this, I'm sure you have as well. People don't like to have their boat rocked too much, which is why Republicans watch Fox News and Democrats watch CNN. You know, nobody watches both except for people who are actually looking for the truth.
Right.
And even then, you probably won't find it there.
Probably not.
Yeah. Let's go to Roman in Arkansas, if I got the name right. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, and God's blessings to both of you.
And to you, sir.
I was curious as to in 15, 1 Corinthians 15 and 52, and then harmonizing to 1 Thessalonians 4, I believe, where it's the discourse about the last trump.
Yes.
And then going over to Revelation, I think around in chapter 11, where it's the seventh angel is sounding, and what's talked about there is how the angel begins to sound and whatnot. I'm wondering what your thoughts are, first of all, as to the Revelation last trump being the trump that Paul has talked about, and if so, then the cataclysmic events of the heavens or of the cosmos
mm-hmm.
may still need to come into play before the pre-wrath time period that God will invoke upon the earth.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Roman, you've hit on some really good stuff.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, and let me just say one other thing. One thing that might be helpful to other listeners, when I began studying, there was just so many patterns of events that actually overlap one another. I'm very hungry to get to your website to see what your PowerPoints items look like.
They should be very helpful, especially
when you stretch out these events and begin making multiple timelines. It's very interesting how things overlap, and it's just very puzzling to me that in the plainness of God's Word, as you've alluded to, there's just so much wrong teaching going on. But I would like to give you the opportunity to say something about what I had asked.
Yes, and your question was really very very timely, is that that the passage that you referred to is 1 Corinthians 15, 51. And that's the title of my first book, Listen, I Tell You a Mystery. It's Of the Last Days, Listen, I Tell You a Mystery, which you can get at Amazon.com. But that book is a biblical study. That breaks you down. Even it goes into the Greek and the Hebrew if needed. But most
Amen.
Of the time you don't need that, and the Bible
yes.
is just plainly clear. But what that passage says is, listen, I tell you a mystery. We'll not all sleep, which means we're not all going to die. But we will all be changed. That means the dead and the living will be changed. And then Paul writes, in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye. In other words, faster than fast. And then he says, at the last trumpet. Now, the Greek word there for trumpet is, or the last, is eschatos, which technically means after which there are no others. Now, this is interesting because I've taught even high school students and elementary school students, and they understand this. I said, okay, here's an assignment for next week. You know, read this passage, go find in the Bible the last trumpet, and the person that finds it, I'll give you $20.
Hey, payoff. Hold on a second, gentlemen. Another break, folks. I apologize. Only 3 minutes, though, so stay there on the edge of your seats where I am. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. We got about 25 minutes left in the program here. Our special guest, Richard Perry, welcome back, sir.
Frank, we need another 4 hours.
Well, I'm not doing any more tonight, but we can have you back.
I'd love to come back. Now, I'm thinking of
I would love that
things
too.
On my mind that you know I'd love
great.
To share or get into.
Oh, I know. I mean, like I said, we've barely scratched the surface with any of this stuff, and I really appreciate you devoting so much time to us and to this very, very important topic. Obviously, yeah, we had a lot of wonderful questions brought up there by Roman. Feel free to jump in.
Yeah, he was talking about 1 Corinthians 15:51 mm-hmm. about the last trumpet, mm-hmm. which is clearly a passage where the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 15 is about the resurrection. And Paul is saying that we will not all sleep, but we'll all be changed. Those the dead and the living, which is the resurrection of the dead and the resurrection of the living, which means the living will go from living to eternal life,
mm-hmm.
Perishable life to eternal life, at the last trumpet. And then it goes on, for the perishable must, you know, clothe itself with the imperishable and mortal with immortality. And that's that will become immortals thing mm-hmm. that I particularly like. And it says at the last trumpet, and there's some other connections to Hosea and Isaiah in there, because there's, you know, if you continue on, there's some connections to the Old Testament prophets to identify that timing. But Roman identified it the best when he said, you know, the connection between the last trumpet in Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15. It says, you know, and the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and then there was voices in heaven heard saying, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. Okay. Well, that's the kingdom has come.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the seventh trumpet sounds and the kingdom comes. In other words, that's clearly after the tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom is set up after the end. When Christ returns, he destroys the false prophet and the Antichrist for starters and throws them into, has them thrown into the lake of fire and sets up his kingdom. So the seventh, the last trumpet sounds, which is the seventh trumpet. There is no eighth. And then we see that the kingdom is set up. And at the, if you read down into verse 18, you see that, and the time comes for, you know, the Lord to reward his saints, the servants, the prophets, you know, which is the judgment seat of Christ, when we're rewarded, not condemned, but rewarded. And I guess the thing that I was saying is, this is so simple. I don't know why people miss it. I give this as a homework assignment to high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. I said, here's the passage, 1 Corinthians 15:51, the last trumpet. I said, you go find the last trumpet. Come back next week. The person that has the best explanation that finds it, I'm going to give you $20.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, kids are really motivated by $20.
Sure.
And they're also, you know, they're going like, well, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. So they go like, last trumpet. Oh, last book. So they go to the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've explained this to me. It's pretty easy to figure out, though. And they start working their way back. Well, you know, there's only like 22 chapters in Revelation.
Sure.
And they don't have to get, they don't have to go until they get to chapter 11. And they go, oh, trumpets.
Yeah.
And they go like, well, here's, there's only seven, so the seventh one must be the last one. And sure enough. I mean, it is the last trumpet in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last trumpet that the Bible mentions in terms of the time frame of things that that the Bible does say.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, clearly is the trumpet that Paul's talking about. Matter of fact, if you look at Revelation, the chapter before 11, chapter 10, and verse 7, it says that when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished as he told his prophets.
Mm.
Wait a minute. Paul tells us a mystery that's going to happen, be fulfilled at the last trumpet. John tells us that there's going to be a mystery fulfilled when the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet, sounds. I'm going, the biblical handshake between 1 Corinthians and Revelation is incredible. But yet, the pre-tribbers say, well, no, 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 you don't understand. That is the rapture passage right there in 1 Corinthians 15. But that's not the last trumpet. That's the last trumpet there is the last trumpet for the church.
Mm.
This other trumpet over here in Revelation is for Israel.
Oh.
I'm going like, where did you get that?
Again, human beings making things entirely more complicated.
God is not saying what he's saying. It's, you know, you got to understand this theology of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a decoder ring for you. I mean, and then you got to ask yourself, you know, like Roman said, that, you know, and then there's this trumpet about the rapture, you know, Jesus Christ will come down from heaven, and with the voice of the archangel, with the sound of the trumpet, he's going to gather his elect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dead will rise first, and we who are left alive will be caught up with them. At the trumpet, there's that trumpet again. And then Jesus in the Olivet Discourse in chapter 24, Matthew 24, verse 29, he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the Son of Man, after the tribulation, the Son of Man will appear in the clouds of the sky, and he'll send his angels with a trumpet call. Well, there's that trumpet again,
mm-hmm.
and it's after the tribulation. So you got these several trumpets that were being shown that occur after the tribulation,
mm-hmm.
Paul is saying it's the last trumpet when we'll be gathered and changed at the resurrection. And, I mean, it's so clear. You'd have to have a decoder ring to miss it, you know, with this new theology that's been developed, you know, in the mm-hmm. last couple hundred years that really is an interesting theology because it certainly does tickle your ears and it tells you things that you'd like to hope would you know, believe, so
sure.
that you didn't have to face the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. If the Bible doesn't say it, we shouldn't believe it.
I mean,
you know, don't go beyond what is written.
Well said.
Don't add, don't take away.
Is Roman still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, there was one other thing I was wondering about as a tidbit for you through your study. I've discovered just by accident General Electric had measured the twinkling of an eye scientifically and had timed it at 1/10,000th of a second.
Pretty fast.
And when you consider what Matthew says about the lightning coming from the east to the west,
yeah,
is one thing. But, you know, in Revelation, it talks about this darkness that will engulf, that the moon loses its ability to reflect light. The light goes out, and there's this darkness prior to that trumpet sounding. And I'm wondering if the Shekinah glory that's been missing will evidence itself as a means of giving mankind one more dynamic moment to consider all that they've heard and have rejected to accept the Lord before it is eternally too late.
Mm.
Well, clearly the Lord in the Bible says, what more could I have done? You know,
yes.
What he's given us plenty if we'll just believe him.
Yes.
I personally, you know, believe the pictures that I get in the Old Testament, Isaiah and several of the prophets project or present or portray a vivid picture, almost cinematographic. As a matter of fact, I've written a letter to Mel Gibson, and I told him, look, you need to do this movie, The Return of the Christ. The Passion
of
the Christ. Oh,
that would be outstanding.
But you need to do The Return of the Christ. Mm-hmm. And I offered to help him, of course, you know. But
let me guess, he didn't respond.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he didn't even get the letter. I mean, how do you get through to Mel Gibson? You know,
oh,
I'll tell you how you get through to Mel Gibson, and I'm going to yield the phone to someone else. We should pray for that because we
yeah.
need to utilize every avenue possible. You know, Hollywood, the magician's wand is made from Hollywood.
Yeah.
And from time to time, some things can come out of Hollywood that will get man's attention because there's so much time spent at the theater. But
yeah.
Thanks, men, and I'm going to get to your
Robert,
website.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank
Watch
you so
for
much.
For my email, because from time to time I'll drop you a note on something.
I'd love to hear from you.
Thank
okay,
you so
God
much.
Godspeed to you, brothers. Bye.
God bless you. Let's go to Frank in Louisiana. Frank, welcome to the show.
Morning. You know, speaking of last day prophecies, there are two things that it seems to me, two prophecies that occurred in the 20th century that are historical prophecies, which, unless somebody shows me differently, they're undeniable because they're historical prophecies. Ezekiel 37 with Israel's dry bones coming into the land of Israel. Now, I'm not one of those people who, when the Bible says Israel, God's talking about Britain or America. I don't buy that. I don't buy it at all. I mean, I've listened to the Anglo-Israeli message, and they have some good things to say. I like some of the things they say, but I just don't buy a lot of what they say because it sounds more like Anglo supremacy, like the Talmudic rabbis sound like speak their own Jewish supremacy. So I'll stay away from that. And in the New Testament, in the Olivet Discourse, again, Jesus, one of his prophecies that he answered his apostles when they said, when is the end coming? And he said, when the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled in Jerusalem. And when he said that, the Roman Empire really controlled Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Jewish people for 1,900 years didn't have a country. And they got Israel because of Christendom. The once bastion of Christendom, Britain, got that for them. And it was in 1967, I think it'll be 40 years ago, on June the 28th. That was the first time in like 2,500 years that the Jews went into Jerusalem and they took control of Jerusalem, and the Gentile powers no longer had control of Jerusalem. Now, that's in about 2 or 3 months. It'll be 40 years, and we know that 40 is a time of testing in the Old Testament, and all that kind of stuff, and in the New Testament when Jesus was, you know, fasting for 40 days. So I find that an interesting
mm-hmm.
two historical events that are undeniable that occurred, because you can take a lot of non-believers and they say, well, they've been saying that for 1,000 years. I said, well, they didn't have the Bible really until the Reformation, if you really know what went on in church history.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the main things that happened after the Reformation, was the King James Version of the Bible, which I think the Reformation was very much a part of the birth of America, but that's a different story. But another thing I wanted to bring about was the rapture. I grew up in an evangelical church that naturally taught the pre-tribulation rapture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe in the rapture. I'm not dogmatic about when it's going to occur, okay, because I think there is a danger, probably more of a danger from being a pre-tribber than not being a pre-tribber, but
sure.
Only because y'all don't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. I want to throw this out to my brethren. Two statements that Jesus made in Luke 21, verses 35 and 36. It says, "For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Now, let me just say this. There seems to be an indication here in this mystery that Paul talked about that seems it might be a pre-tribulation rapture, but it's based on a condition. It's conditional that you may be accounted worthy. And I'll go to the second passage in the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 3, verses 10. This is the words of Jesus himself. "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the face of the earth." Now, we know that Revelation is God's judgment against a Christ-rejecting world. He's given man a period of time. Now, my question is very simply this. If God is going to judge the world, I believe that there's going to be a time when the 144,000 may be that last remnant of the Jews who rejected Christ, and he wants to bring that back because it names the 12 tribes. So it's kind of hard for me to accept anybody who says that couldn't be the Jewish people.
Right.
You know, and if you say you're Israel, well, and you're Anglo, you go back to Ezekiel 37, and it says, "Israel and Judah were two sticks, I will make them one stick." And you go to the New Testament, the great apostle Paul said, "I'm a Benjaminite, I'm from the tribe of Benjamin, I am a Jew, and I'm also an Israelite." So they seem to have those two sticks come together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my big problem with the Anglo-Israeli thing, is that they leave these two important things out.
They're all excellent questions. We're very short on time, though,
okay.
Frank.
So
thank you. I'll turn it over to Richard. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, a couple of those are going to take more time than we've probably got.
I know it.
Especially that Revelation 3:10 is very important, and God showed me something about that passage, which is a very difficult passage to interpret. It required that I look at the word "kept from," which is in the Greek "tereo ek," and "tereo ek" is a common word. You know, both of those two words are common words, but when you put them together, there's only two places in the Bible that have them. It's a Revelation, 3:10. I'm sorry. And in John's Gospel, 17:15, in Christ's high priestly prayer, both use that expression "tereo ek." And in Revelation, it says "kept from." In John's Gospel, it says "protected from." In other words, you got to ask yourself: is the "kept from" removal, or is the "kept from" protected?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus' prayer, he says, "Father, I pray not that you tereo ek, keep them, or that you take them out of this world, but that you tereo ek, keep them from the evil one." It's kind of like the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have Scripture interpret Scripture, and by the way, John wrote Revelation and John wrote the Gospel of John, so you got the same author writing tereo ek, and those are the only two places in Scripture, but it says, it's almost like Jesus' prayer is answering our question.
Mm-hmm.
"I pray not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." That's you need to get into that more, but that's just a quickie. And then this thing in Luke is a very interesting one, but if you look at that whole passage, it talks about, he says, be careful, your hearts will not be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly. That day, I'm certain, is the day of the Lord. And then he says, be always on watch and pray that you may not be able, that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen. Well, you definitely want to escape the things that are going to happen on the day of the Lord. But the sure. day of the Lord is when this age changes from this age to the day, the last day, the seventh day, and the day of the Lord. So that's what we got to escape, is the judgment against the unbelieving world.
Yes, and as you said, that's very, very, very well answered, first of all. And secondly, it was definitely a simple answer, but there's plenty more validation out there to support everything that you're saying. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes to wrap up the big show with our special guest this evening. His name is Richard H. Perry. Stay with us.
Attention, attention, everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. It has been action-packed 4 hours. Needless to say, our guest has just been dazzling, and I certainly appreciate him and all of his hard work, his research, and the time he's given us this evening. Richard H. Perry, welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Wow. That's all I can say.
It's been fun.
Yeah, certainly has. And in educational, like I said, that's really the whole thing that started me down this road, my friend, is I wanted to pursue my own education. I wanted to do it outside of the educational system, which would limit and structure everything, as opposed to, you know, going where God leads me, and that sort of led me to the show, and it is certainly fortunate in having you available here this evening, and I appreciate you so much. We should give out all the contact info and anything that you'd like, parting thought, maybe some homework perhaps, something that we should work on, or tidbits of information.
Definitely, yeah. I guess one of the main things you can find everything from this is the website, www.lastdaysmystery.info, I-N-F-O. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess the thing that I always say is, you know, is don't follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't follow anybody else either.
Right on.
You got to be following the Word of God, mm-hmm. as led by the Holy Spirit, and that's the only thing that really will ultimately save you. I mean, we can't be following men, or we're going to get in real trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The Last Days, Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, really became an interesting book, and I think people will get a lot out of it. It's presented in a very simple way. It explains and shows, you know, from Scripture, you know, what these last days are. Why are they called last days? And how does this all fit together in a fairly simple, easy-to-read, plain presentation? It takes you all the way through the last day, which is the kingdom of God on earth. And some of the Bible really describes a lot about that day, even though it's kind of hard to imagine from where we sit today. It's amazing how comprehensive the Bible is about all this information.
Mm-hmm.
God says in Isaiah, I think it's 56, he says, I make known the beginning from the end. I make known what is yet to come. And what I have said, I'm going to do it. You know, and another place he says, I don't do anything without revealing my plans to the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the prophets have already written their stuff. It's right there written down. In Daniel's prophecy, right at the end, God says, seal up the words of this prophecy until the end times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Daniel's prophecy has been written for, 2,600-700 years. What I think God means by that is that when we get really close to the end, you're going to read Daniel's prophecy and you're going to be going, oh, my God, look. You're going to see it. In other words, that's what's going to unseal Daniel's prophecy, is that we're going to be so close, we're going to see things forming and shaping up, and we'll see them beginning to be fulfilled. And fortunately or unfortunately, I think we're in those days.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be reading Daniel. And there's another interesting thing, as you get into the Hebrew, that particular passage, it says, men will go here and there in search of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrew word there is the knowledge that you get is from observation. In other words, you see things, and therefore you learn, you understand. And that kind of fits with what I think the Spirit has revealed to me, is that we need to be reading the Bible and looking at what's going on in the world, and when we're really close, we'll start to see it unfold, and it will be unsealed.
Wow. Amazing stuff. Richard H. Perry, the book is called The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. The website, www.lastdaysmystery.info. Thank you so much, and God bless you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Frank. Send me a CD if you can.
Yes, we'll talk. Folks, stay with us. We'll be back in about 20 hours.